Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this.
right, guys. Greetings. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is your host, Haru, and on this broadcast, I'm going to be doing one of my motivational, Grand Rising motivational segments. Now, what these segments are about is pretty much, you know, just kind of at a random, what I'm doing is, you know, just I handpick some topics, some videos and topics from YouTube, and I pretty much play the clips live on air. And when I handpick these are like some of the best clips, you know, with hard-hitting information. You know, they can help you. You know what I mean? And yesterday was a very powerful one. That YouTube clip was literally over an hour. You know, but I mean, it was about ego and distractions. And today we're going to be discussing about depression, right? So, you know, why am I depressed? Pretty much, you know, the video is going to show the shocking truth behind depression. Some of the things he say in this is just so powerful, guys. You know, that depression does not exist. You know, like it's all in your mind. And, you know, of course there are clinical standpoints, you know what I'm saying, that are, you know, to be weighed in and factored in. Now, please know that, you know, these shows are just for pretty much the purpose just to kind of educate on a level, you know, kind of entertainment purpose, you know, on the lines of that. You know what I'm saying? It's not to be taken literal. You know, if it doesn't apply, let it fly, you know. And I'm going to be using a clip from actualize.org. You can check him out. The YouTube video clip is also in the show notes as well. So, guys, I hope you enjoy this video. How we do this is pretty much what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be taking notes just as well as you guys are listening, and I'm going to come back and, you know, discuss kind of key points of, you know, what the takeaways pretty much. But actually, he gives you, you know, some great takeaways at the end of his video. That's why I love him so much. I kind of just stumbled up on him, and I was like, oh, my God, I love this guy, you know. So yeah, guys. Enhancing Awareness Radio has grown so much in such a short time, guys. We have a star cast that is just immaculate in their own right. I mean, it is just amazing. So just shout out to all of the hosts, guys. We have about 10 hosts. You know, you have a show literally every day of the week except Wednesdays. Wednesdays, there's no shows on Wednesdays. But we also are going to be introducing you to more new hosts that are going to be coming in January. And that may be it for a while. But we do have, I think we have like one slot open on a Thursday. You know, it's a once a month deal. And that's kind of, you know, for you to start out. But, yeah, so please be sure that you're following our Facebook group for updates on any kind of shows that's coming up, any kind of events. We have a little retreat coming up that our executive assistants are putting together. So that's coming in 2019, meet and greet 2019. There's a lot of things going on in 2019. So, following this show, please join Tiki Bradshaw as she brings on the Sister Circle on this broadcast. She's going to be introducing her book club, which is her book club is going to be every fourth Saturday of the month, and she's going to be doing Queen of Fours. What is the name of the book? 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 2 o'clock Central. Tune in. You know, the Sisters Circle, the Sisters Talk, is a great segment for melanated sisters to get together, join together on hard, piercing topics. You know, Tiki had a great show last week where she invited Douglas Frank on. If I'm butchering your name, but she invited him on, and he talked about tantric sex and the womb, natural health, you know what I mean, for health information for women when it comes to sex and, you know, the womb, right? So great. And then also after her show, I'm going to be having my jam session, and the chosen artist for this one is the Honorable Luther Vandross. So I handpicked a lot of great songs for you guys. That's going to be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern. All right? So, all right, guys, we're going to go ahead and jump back into the show. Let me go ahead and pull the clip for you guys. But again, this is a great clip. If you want to check out his website, again, his website is going to be www.actualize.org. Actualize is spelled just as it sounds. And yeah, so let me pull the clip on the person. I hope you guys are having a great day. I am having an awesome start of my day. You know, I always laugh with my friends. You know, we wake up laughing, and, you know, that's how we get our day started. So it's been a great day so far. I've been laughing all morning. And it's good, you know, talking to our team all morning. We just have an amazing team, y'all. Just, oh, my God. But, yeah, so here's the clip, guys. It's about a 22-minute clip. And after the clip, we'll be back and we'll discuss. If you want to call in, you can call in and speak to me. The call-in number is going to be 929-477-3423. Be sure that you guys are pressing 1 so that we can see you in the caller queue. All right, guys, here's the video. Here's the clip. Excuse me. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Leo for Actualize.org. And in this video, I'm going to talk about depression. And I'm going to answer the question of, why am I, you, depressed? Okay, so why are you depressed? What is the cause of your depression? What is the root cause? And what are some ways that you can start to get a handle on it? So depression is an epidemic. It's out there. So many of us, especially in first world countries nowadays, are starting to actually get more and more signs of depression. Why is this going on? What's happening here? What is the rock bottom truth about depression? All right, here is the deal. I'm going to be blunt with you here, because the bottom line is that the reason you're depressed is because your psychology sucks. All right, you've got shit psychology. I'm not blaming you. I'm telling you a fact. Now, there's really two cases here that I'm going to distinguish. There are people who are watching this that are going to be clinically depressed, that are actually going to have perhaps legitimate physiological conditions that are contributing to their depression. But I want to be very careful about saying that, because most of you, especially when you're in a depressive type of state, are going to be quick to look for a way to be a victim and to not take responsibility for how you're feeling and for the fact that you are causing your own depression. All right? So even though there are clinical cases, which I'm going to suggest that if you are a clinical case, go and see a medical doctor, go see a psychiatrist, put yourself on medication, perhaps, if that's the right course for you. So there's that. Then there's the other half of you. And I would say it's not the half, it's the majority, by and large the majority, that are really just in a bad psychological state. And that your depression is not really genetic, and it's not really clinical. All right? This is just bad psychology and the fact that you have not taken responsibility for your own personal development. And so that's really what we're going to tackle here. All right, so let's break into this. Now, I want to be very clear here that no matter who you think you are going to listen to this talk, and you're going to assume that you're in this group of the people that have a shitty psychology. Because I can guarantee you that even if you do have biological clinical factors to your depression, your psychology still sucks. So you're going to want to look at the psychology. And the fact is that this psychology, getting this in place, is way more important than getting the clinical stuff in place. And that actually, you can totally negate the clinical stuff when you get your psychology really into shape. All right, when you really understand yourself, when you understand what's going on here. So I'm going to get into this, and I'm going to give you some techniques. All right, so here's the bottom line, is that your happiness level, scientifically, it's been shown, it's about 50% genetic. So they've done studies on fraternal twins, identical twins, comparing. And they've shown that basically people have a certain happiness set point, and that about half of it, 50% of it, which is quite a lot, is determined by genetics. You can read more about this in various research and positive psychology literature that's out there. A lot of new studies are being published all the time right now in the 21st century. But really, the book, The How of Happiness, has some good evidence and discussion about the genetic side of depression. And you can find books and other resources out there that will talk about the genetic causes and maybe some of the clinical causes, some of the chemical imbalances going on in your brain that might be causing it. But I really want to encourage you to stop being a victim and take ownership of it, right? Take ownership of your own psychology, because the software, the mindset that you've got, the software that's running up in your head is more important, in a sense, than the hardware. And that's not strictly true. I mean, the hardware is really, really important, but I think that people are just so quick to point to external sources of problems that they really ignore the most important source of the problem, which is themselves and their mindsets. So that's what we're getting into. All right, so the biggest reason that you are depressed is because you are too identified with yourself. You're too self-absorbed, and you're too self-identified, and you're too egotistical. Now, this might sound a little bit harsh, and your immediate reaction might be to say, well, egotistical, I'm not egotistical. I'm a really kind and sweet and nice person. I go to church, and I do community service, that I do good things for my family, and I take care of my spouse, and, you know, how I'm not egotistical. I'm humble. You're egotistical in the sense that you have a strong sense of who you are, and that actually your depression is contributing to your sense of who you are. And this is a deep idea. This is actually an enlightenment level idea. This is an idea that you work on when you're going through and you're working towards enlightenment through Zen, through meditation. And this is something that goes deep. So unless you're a real student of this, you're not going to really understand it when you first start. But I want you to start to just get an idea around what's going on here. You, the person that you think is you, your ego, right? When I say your name, who you think you are, your past history, all your beliefs, all your assumptions about how the world works, all right? The bottom line is that all of that is a concept. All of that is conceptual. It doesn't actually exist anywhere. That I that you call you, that I that is depressed, it doesn't actually exist. Now, it's one thing to understand this conceptually and intellectually. It's another thing to actually be aware of it on an experiential being level. To do that, you need to work on, well, you need to do a lot of deep meditation, deep contemplation, and work towards enlightenment. The more you do that, the more you start to get aware of that, right? That can take months, years of serious work. But the fact still remains that you are extremely identified with who you are, all your problems, all the circumstances that are hurting you, all the ways in which you are a victim. And in a big sense, your depression is about you. You are extremely self-absorbed. When you're focused on yourself so much, and you're focused on all your problems, and you've got these negative thinking patterns that are deep-rooted and are deeply ingrained in your subconscious, you're always running through, you're always worrying, you're always panicky, you're always anxious, you're catastrophizing situations, you're thinking about yourself, that's making you depressed. All right, that is the bottom line of it. You also probably have a negative self-image. At the bottom line, the reason that you're probably going into these spirals of negative thinking and these deep, dark emotions is because you have a negative self-image. So you think something inherently is wrong with you on some level. I don't know what it is. Maybe you think you're unlovable. Maybe you think that you need approval from other people. Maybe you think that happiness can be found out there somewhere and that someone owes you something. Maybe you think that you're not good enough. Maybe you think that life is just hard. It's inherently painful. It has to be painful. There's always suffering around, right? And that you deserve that suffering. Now, a lot of these ideas, they sound silly when we just talk about them, when we voice them consciously. But a lot of times what's happening is that those are operating on you on a subconscious level. You don't even realize what's actually going on here. You might feel that you're depressed because, for example, you don't have the relationship that you want and you keep failing to get into the relationship that you want. But the reason you keep failing to get into that relationship that you want and you keep trying and stuff breaks up and you get into bad, miserable relationships, nothing seems to work. The reason that's happening, perhaps, this is just an example, is that actually you're very needy in that relationship and you're very insecure. So whenever you get that relationship, you become very attached, very loving. And you might think, well, what's wrong with that? Well, actually what's happening is that you're not fulfilled with yourself. And the reason that you're becoming so insecure and needy is because you're not comfortable with who you are. You're not fulfilled as yourself. You don't realize that you can be fulfilled by yourself. And the reason that might be is because you feel like you need approval from other people and that you now need to live up to other people's expectations of you. And the reason that might be is because, well, you want to be loved and you feel like love is the most important thing and that you're lacking it. That on some level, you need that love. And deep down, the reason that you might want that love, for example, is you feel that you are not good enough just as you are right now without having to be somebody else. And so that whole chain of beliefs and assumptions and logic, it might be completely logical. It might sound silly, but that whole chain might actually be running on you. And I can bet that a lot of people watching this, if thousands of people are watching this, that a good percentage of you have that exact chain of reasoning going through, which is causing you your miserable relationships. And that will always, that pattern will always keep running because that is the subconscious, those are the subconscious layers. So that might be creating a lot of depression for you, right? You have to start to get more in touch with what's really, really going on there. And start to realize that a lot of this stuff is just bullshit. A lot of it is past conditioning from past traumatic experiences from childhood, from early adulthood. Maybe you've had some bad breakups, you had some trauma, and so those things are holding you back. But that is your personal past history. That is not the case right now. In fact, I can guarantee you that if we put you into a meditation program where we forced you to meditate for an hour every single day for, let's say, 6 months, if we forced you to do that, then your depression would be either entirely lifted or it would make a really big impact on your depression. Because what meditation does, for example, is it puts you in the present moment. And this is a fact, all right? This is not a concept. If you right now drop, you can do this exercise. If you right now drop your past history completely, forget about it, just at least for a second, forget your past history, forget your future history, forget that you have a future, forget that you have a past, be completely in the moment right now. Get rid of every single thought that you have in your mind. Get rid of your idea of yourself. Pretend like you are dead. You have no more life. You have no more ego. You have no more conceptualizations. You have no more beliefs about how the world is and how it works. And you just sit in quiet and peace. Close your eyes as you're doing this. And you just focus on that. And you do that for 10 minutes. And you're very disciplined about this. You're going to feel, you're going to get a real feeling. This is not a concept. This is not an idea, not a theory. You're going to get a real feeling of what real happiness is. You're going to feel genuine happiness. This is not some sort of external stimulation. This is not some sort of titillation or excitement. And you're going to notice that whatever depression you've had does not exist in that moment, right? That's because each one of us, when we get rid of our ego, the natural state of the human psychology is total bliss and happiness. This is an extremely powerful idea. If you've thought that your depression has been so crippling that you can't break out of it, I really encourage you to try this and prove it to yourself on an experiential level, right? But really try it. You have to try it, and it takes some work to actually do this. This is not going to come naturally. If you've never been meditating before, if you've never sat quietly alone in a room by yourself before for 30 minutes, then you're going to find yourself really struggling and resisting. First time you do it, you might actually become more anxious because it feels very unnatural and your mind is hooked. It's probably hooked on all sorts of external stimulation. So you got to unhook yourself and start very small. Start with just a minute. Just try to do it for a minute and see. See if you can tap into even 5 seconds of just that pure happiness of being in the present moment. You'll see that when you actually do that, you'll see that it's very possible. It's actually not as hard as we make it out to be. And this proves to you that really a lot of your depression is self-created. This, your natural state is not a depressive state. Nobody is naturally in a depressive state. Maybe with, I would say, an extremely few people that might have some sort of serious physiological condition. Do not put yourself into that category until that has been confirmed by someone with a PhD, all right? And even then, I would say, or an MD, do not put yourself into that category. And even then, I would say, even if a doctor puts you in that category, still question that. Because a lot of the doctors that are out there do not understand the power of these psychological ideas that I'm talking about to you here. These are so, so powerful. All right, so other ideas that I'm going to throw at you here really quickly. Here's what you need to know. Other reasons that you could be in depression. Most definitely you are in depression because of this root cause. But then there's other things that are adding on to it. Here are some other things. One is that you're not living in integrity with your values. All right. Each of us has core values that are important to us. And when you're not living and honoring those on a practical level every single day, then you become lazy, undisciplined, you start to feel guilty, you start to procrastinate. Right. So maybe that's just not splurging on that ice cream. Maybe it's waking up on time. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's getting to work on time. Maybe it's doing your work well. And when you're not doing these things, you're breaking your values. That's making you miserable, and it's feeding into your depression. It's not really causing it, I would say. I'd say it's feeding into it. Another thing I would say that is feeding into your depression, and it's actually a symptom and an outgrowth of this ego problem that you have, is being inauthentic and fake around people and being fake with yourself. It's not being honest about the emotions that you're actually feeling. It's being around people and trying to please other people, trying to live up to other people's standards and expectations, society's expectations. It's not being independent and realizing that actually you are totally happy and blissful in your natural state when you're not thinking any kind of crazy thoughts, and that you do not need anybody to fulfill you. And in fact, nobody else in life can fulfill you. No human being can fulfill you. No external object can fulfill you. This is all a question of your inner psychology. This is a problem not just for depressive people. This is a problem for almost everybody out there, is not realizing that you could not find deep fulfillment in anything external. It's all internal. So starting to get around that and being more authentic, especially being more authentic with people, right? You're so worried about rubbing somebody the wrong way, saying something wrong to somebody, getting someone's disapproval, that is destroying you, right? You're so worried about not being able to live up to some image of how maybe you should look or how successful you should be or maybe even how you should feel or how many friends you have or the kind of parties and places that you go to or the house that you live in or the clothes that you wear. You're so worried about that. And you don't realize that that stuff cannot make you fulfilled anyways, even if you had it all in place. So you really are misunderstanding what fulfillment and happiness is on a deep level. You should probably check out some of my other videos that really talk about what happiness is and how to get it. All right, so solutions. Let's quickly talk about some of the solutions. The fundamental solution is to start to do introspection and understanding of how your ego is creating your depression. You have to start to take responsibility. You are creating it. You have to start to understand that. And this is not something that you just are exposed to one time right here. This is something you need multiple exposures to. This is something that you should really start thinking about and start noticing about how you are creating the feelings in your life. All right? That is the most underlying solution. I would say next on the list would be start to meditate. This is so important. If you're a person with depressive symptoms, you need to start meditating at least 20 minutes every single day as though your life depended on it. For some of you, it actually might. So start meditating. I have other videos talking about meditation, the benefits of meditation, how to do meditation. There are millions of books and resources out there. Join a meditation class. Do it yourself. Do it with a friend. I don't care. Build a habit of it and follow through on that, right? And stick with it. Stick with it, and you're going to see some amazing results. Another thing that you can do to really boost your meditation, to boost your mood, get yourself out of depression, is to start exercising consistently. There have been actually studies that have been done that have shown that exercise is equally effective as Zoloft in controlled studies of relieving depressive symptoms. This study has been talked about in the book The How of Happiness by Sonia Lieber-Mirsky, and I'm sure you can find it in other places as well. But this is actually a powerful finding, is that an antidepressant and exercise can have an equal impact on lifting your depression. And in fact, that study that they did showed that exercise is better because the exercise produces more lasting results, because when you take yourself off the antidepressant, you're back in your depressive mood. Whereas if you're doing your exercise, and even if you get off that exercise, the results of it last longer. Plus, the exercise is good for you anyways. You should be exercising anyhow. So that's another one. All right. Then I want you to do the things, the little things that you know you need to be doing. Wake up on time. Get to your job on time. Do your work well. Eat healthy. All the little things that are important to you, start doing them. And if you don't know what's important to you, start to clarify that. Values clarification. I talk about value identification. Many other places you can get coaching on that to really get your values, to understand who you are and what's important to you, then start living to those principles. Of course, life purpose. If you're depressed, I can definitely guarantee you've got no life purpose. You probably don't. Because if you've got a strong sense of purpose, and you know what you're committed to creating in life, and your life is not about yourself, but it's about serving others, it's about having creative impact, it's very hard to be depressed. That's why I'm rarely depressed, is because I have a very strong sense of life purpose. I've worked on it a lot. So get your life purpose into place. I have a lot of videos that talk about that. You can also get coaching on that if you're really serious. I do coaching on that. And then if you really want to get a handle on depression, and not only that, but take it to the most highest level possible, I encourage you to look into serious meditation work, serious contemplation work, really working your way towards enlightenment. Research the idea of enlightenment. I have some videos that are going to talk about enlightenment. Really research the idea of ego, your subconscious mind, and enlightenment, and commit yourself to that spiritual work that you do with enlightenment, because what that is going to do is that's going to put you in that present, blissful state that you are naturally capable of being in. And that is going to completely shift you, because right now you're in the exact opposite of all that. All right? So that's it. This video ran a little bit long because there's a lot of deep stuff in here, plus a little bit of these practical tips. So I'm going to wrap it up here. This is Leo signing off. Go ahead. Please comment on this. Let me know what you think. Leave me your comments. Like I said, like this, share this with friends. And of course, check out ashlines.org for more advanced personal development videos where I really talk about how to find your passion in life. Because it's not enough to just get yourself out of depression. I mean, what is that? Who wants to just come out of a depression to a normal kind of life? That's probably why you're depressed in the first place. You don't really have a strong sense of purpose. I want you to set some huge goals for yourself. I want you to set an amazing vision for yourself. You're not just going to get out of this depression. You're going to go on to create amazing things, to empower people, to start a cool business, to live an amazing career, to produce great art, you know, whatever it is, to start a family. I want you to get in touch with that, and we offer you the resources to do that. We help you master your psychology so you can go out there and master the world. Sign up to my newsletter, and you're going to get free weekly updates that will show you exactly how to do that. I'm researching literally over $100,000 of personal development material and information to bring the golden nuggets to you so that you can figure out how to master yourself and really get through this and live an awesome, amazing kind of life where you're completely fulfilled and depression is just a figment of the past.
get together and be all right. That's what it's about, right? You know, it's about helping one another. You know, it's about collectively coming together. You know, like if you see that a friend is depressed or you kind of feel, you know, their energy is kind of off, you know what I mean? Call them, check on them. You know, I know just last week, you know what I mean, I kind of went into a tailspin of my own personal thing. You know, and our team, you know, y'all guys stood up. You know what I mean? I mean, I felt so much love, and I felt myself, because depression is something that I personally struggle, you know, back and forth with, you know, the mindset, you know what I mean? Just the mindset of it all. Pretty much, you know, some key points that he hit, you know, which was like those subconscious habits, you know, those subconscious thought patterns. I felt that the subconscious thought patterns are very, very important, you know, when it comes to awareness, right? And, you know, as far as the solution, because that's what we're focused on, really, right? We're becoming aware of the, quote, problem. Or, you know, I like to, as Eckhart Tolle coined it, you know, we don't have problems, we have situations, right? You know, so the situation, if I may reference A New Earth, which is a great book by Eckhart Tolle, I would recommend all of you guys to read it. But, you know, the awareness of, you know, these thought patterns, right? And mostly these thought patterns at the subconscious level. The subconscious mind, guys, is going to be a very, very key thing that you guys study, you know, in the now moment, right? Another key thing is, you know, a lot of things that we suffer from the memory of the past. You know what I mean? Like what happened yesterday, you know, we bring it into today, you know, our concerns, our, you know what I mean? And Renee Hampleton, which is a great guy, you can find him on YouTube, the InnerSoulTech, you know, .com, also is his website, but Renee Hampleton, YouTube, great. You know, he taught me about the past. You know, all we have is now, you know what I mean? The past does not exist, nor does the future. All you have is right now. You know, so like when it's something that I, you know, don't like and I find my, you know, mind lingering back into it, and then what does that do? It kicks up depression, it kicks up sorrow, kicks up worry, you know, and I had to learn in repetition, you know what I mean, that yesterday never happened, tomorrow doesn't exist, all we have is now, and what we do is we use the now to continue to move forward, you know what I mean, in greatness, right? We don't even worry about what happened yesterday. We focus only in the now. We only focus in creativity, right? And that's it. You know what I mean? Put a period on it, right? Let's be creative now. You know, so, you know, again, guys, there are many depressive, you know, levels, if you will. I'm no clinical psychologist, nor psychiatrist, psychologist, whatever, nor was he. But, you know, we're just discussing our worldview when it comes to this particular topic, and we have every right, right? But if you suffer from this on a deep level, you know, hey, I mean, we're not, you know, discouraging you to go see a doctor, you know, or whatnot, but, you know, get the help that you truly, truly need. But when it comes to awareness, you know what I mean, these are great tools, you know what I mean, in becoming aware. So I hope you guys got something out of the great video presented to you. And again, the video is in the show notes. So if you guys want to check out the YouTube, it's in the show notes. Take responsibility for your own development. That's a huge one. You know, to be a lot of times we suffer from depression because we are so identified and we're being self-absorbed, you know, and that is very, very true. I mean, we're focused deeply on self, you know what I mean? When, you know, I always tell my clients too, you know, it's not always about you. You know what I'm saying? Snap out of that. You know, it's not always about you. Come on now. You know, but yeah, I mean, love thyself. Great, wonderful. But I think a lot of people miss that there's a fine line between being self-absorbed, you know what I mean, and, you know, arrogance and, you know, that ego's part of it, you know what I mean, that there is a balance, there's a harmony aspect to it, that one, you know, that I think we deeply seek on all levels, so be very, very mindful of that. But, he hit on some key points, and also he gave you some solutions at the end. So I also have for you guys a great clip that I just pulled, I said, okay, we need Ralph Smart on this one too, right? And I pulled one that says how to heal depressions, how to clear your thoughts and your energy blocks to get your energy back again. Because even though he was more of an educational classroom type person, but Ralph, I love because he gives you the solutions, you know, in such a way. His delivery, great. You know, the Leo gave you the solutions kind of at the end, you know, probably about 5 minutes he spent on it, you know, but Ralph is going to give you some solutions in this 28-minute clip, right? So, you know, listen to this, guys. This will help you just as well as the first part helped you. But this whole Grand Rising Motivation would definitely help you on the topic of depression. So, you know, I felt the move to do this in order for somebody to get this. You know, this is for somebody, you know, but I'm actually helping myself too, you know, in the process, because this is, again, something that I go back and forth with, you know, but I'm learning that it's a mind state. And then, you know, in repetition, as I practice, you know, creating myself out, I get better and better and better. So, you know what I mean? There is growth and development, you know what I mean, in doing the healing work, you know, in repetition. I want you guys to understand that. So, I am, again, happy that you guys are listening, and I'm going to play this second clip from you. Again, this is Ralph Smart, How to Heal Depression, How to Clear Your Negative Energies and Block So You Can Get Your Energy Back Again. This video I have not listened to, so I'm going to be taking notes, and I'm going to be getting inspiration with you guys. So please enjoy this second part. I'm going to be taking notes as well, and if you want to, you know, talk to me, the call-in number is going to be area code 929-477-3423. I do see a caller in the caller queue that you just got on, but we're going to go ahead and go into the second clip. If you're still on, I'm going to bring you on after the clip just to see if you're just listening or, you know, if you're going to take notes, and we can discuss our notes and compare our notes after we come back from a break. But, yeah, guys, enjoy this second one. And, again, this is Ralph Smart. The YouTube clip is going to be in the show notes if you guys want to catch it again later. But, yeah, after this clip, we'll be right back.
Peace. Infinite waters diving deep once again. Another glorious day. We're out here in nature, baby. Got the t-shirt on. That means it's pretty warm. You're less depressed if you are like this. Let's just... Woo! Breathing in that good-ass prana, baby. I get thousands of messages every single day on depression. And we're going to talk about it. We got a whole lot to talk about. Do you sometimes feel depressed? Do you sometimes feel ashamed of feeling depressed? Do you want to do something about it? Great. That's what we're going to do. And we ain't even had breakfast yet. Can I get a hello? So I know what it's like. I've been there. I've been depressed along my early journey. And I feel every single human being on planet Earth has been depressed at one point in their life. Because when we talk of depression, we have to really know what we're talking about. You're less depressed if you are like this. If you realize depression just means deep rest. Slow motion this side. Let's do it together, deep divers. I want you to say depression out aloud phonetically, right? Once you speak depression phonetically, let's see what we get. One, two, three. Deep rest. Wait a minute. Deep rest. Right? So depression simply means deep rest. Your body is trying to tell you something that you need to slow down. So many times in our society, we're rushing and racing, always trying to get to the next place. But we forget to press pause. That's how it was like for me. Along my early journey, I felt very low because I was in a hurry to get nowhere fast. Do you know what that's like? I'm busy. You're busy. They're busy. Oh my days, everybody's busy. Can everybody stop being busy, please, for 1 second? I realized that I felt low because I was always in a hurry. And then I got my ass into nature and I started to really, whoa, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. I started to listen to my body. I needed to slow down, and now my depression stopped totally. I'm hardly ever depressed, but it's also okay to be depressed too. It's not a bad thing. Your body is communicating to you that you need to take a break. If you're working too hard, overwhelming yourself, stressing the body out, deep rest will happen. Because your body's like, okay, if you don't want to stop, we're going to stop you. Okay, so when you're in nature, you're able to tap into the truth of who you are. Everything slows down like a slow motion to this side, right? And depression just disappears. So take a break. I'm asking you today to slow down, press pause, and don't feel guilty about doing it. You're less depressed if you actually admit you get depressed sometimes. Do you sometimes hide that you are depressed because you are ashamed of what other people think? I'm here to tell you that it's okay to be depressed. Like, everybody has been depressed at one point in their life. And when you can get real about how you feel, you're less depressed. Like, I meet people who sometimes say, I'm so depressed right now. Then the next minute, they're laughing, they're doing cartwheels, and they got a whole bunch of grapes in their mouth, right? And then I meet some people who are like, I'm always fine. Fearful, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Always putting on a smiley face. Sometimes you can see beneath that something is not quite right. Now, I help millions of people to become their greatest versions, right? This is what I study. I've been doing it for years. So I know what works and I know what doesn't work. I'm here to tell you, once you can get real with yourself, just say, actually, I feel pretty low. I feel pretty tired. It takes more strength to admit and say, actually, deep rest is happening right now. I need to slow down. Than it does to say, actually, I'm just going to continue, even though I'm so tired. That will only make you more depressed. Slow motion this side. You are less depressed if you realize depression means suppression. Are you bottling up your emotions? Emotions means energy in motion. Many people who have depression have negative energetic blocks. I did for a long time. What helped me clear those blocks up? I started to realize that I got to start expressing how I feel. Can I get a hello? That's better. It's okay to cry. That's good. We're getting somewhere. express a full range of emotions, allow yourself to do that, then you will be less depressed. You're less depressed when you are more vulnerable. Like people who always have a box of tissues around them will often end up feeling less depressed because they can let it out. People who always appear to be tough, is that you out there trying to always act like you're so tough? I got this. No, you don't. Look, you just fell on your ass, right? It's okay to ask for help. It's okay to cry. It's okay to be angry sometimes. Just express the emotions you are going through. That clears the negative energetic blocks, which will make you less depressed. If you are suppressing your emotions, sometimes you might meet someone at work, you ask them, how are you? And they just like, I'm fine. Once again, fearful, insecure, neurotic, and emotional. Underneath, you know something is happening, but they're acting super tough. You're less depressed when you just admit it, when you're just like, actually, I'm going through some stuff. You'll get more help that way. You might actually meet someone who can help you through your depression. You're less depressed. 7-day vegan challenge. I see a lot of people eating beautiful food right now. If you are getting high amounts of tryptophan, like I eat high amounts of tryptophan every single day. People are like, Ralph, that's amazing, because you're always smiling. I say, yeah, it's the tryptophan. And my mom, thank you, mom. Tryptophan, what are we talking about? Tryptophan is an amino acid. Serotonin. I feel so good. It's a serotonin, baby. You feel so good because of serotonin, right? Serotonin is synthesized from tryptophan. So tryptophan, that amino acid, is responsible really from, it's really responsible, it's responsible for moving you out of depression. Now, what foods have the highest amount of tryptophan? 7-day vegan challenge. I'm going to give you a whole load of foods to eat right now. Let's talk about raw cacao. That is bursting full of tryptophan. That's going to produce a lot of serotonin. The serotonin is going to produce a lot of melatonin, right? Now your third eye is open. Your pineal gland's wide open right now, right? It's activated. Let's go. What else? Chia seeds, packed full of tryptophan. What else? Watermelon seeds, packed full of tryptophan. What else? Flax seeds, packed full of tryptophan. So, there are so many beautiful ways to eat tryptophan. And the more tryptophan you eat, the less depression you will have. I eat a lot of raw cacao. I love chocolate smoothies every single day. So tasty, right? I'm getting my good dose of tryptophan, and therefore, I'm less depressed. Once again, I have more energy, so I'm not in that deep rest place, right? In a deep, dark, sunken place. Now, you're less depressed if you say this. I am choosing the most emotional, the most emotionally healthy option right now. Slow motion this side. Let me repeat that. You are less depressed if you say this. I am choosing the most emotionally healthy choice right now. What am I talking about? I remember many years ago, over like 15 years ago, sometimes I would just be in my bedroom thinking, oh my gosh, these wolves around me. The window was closed. I feel so depressed right now. Will my life ever be anything? And the cat down the road's like, no, right? I realized because I forgot I had a choice. Sometimes many people who have a lot of depression forget they have a choice. I chose to stay in that bedroom. I chose to stay in that bedroom. And I know it was making me feel worse. And then months later, I realized a secret. It's a choice. How you feel is a choice. Then I said, I am choosing the most emotionally healthy choice right now. And then I just ran downstairs, opened up the door, and ran into nature. And the rest is history, right? I chose nature, right? You can choose to be more emotionally healthy today. If you don't like a job, find a better one. You're in an emotionally draining relationship making you depressed. Start putting a massive question mark and say, okay, I need to find someone who respects me, who listens to me, and who is honest with me 100%. Slow motion this side. You're less depressed if you realize nothing blooms all year round. Not even this beautiful tree. Okay? And that's okay. Once again, it's okay to sometimes feel depressed and feel low. Nothing is meant to bloom all year round. So remind yourself this, that it's okay to take a break. You are not weak. In fact, you are showing true strength, because life is all about knowing when to be active and knowing when to be passive. So remind yourself that, okay, I got to go on holiday. Like, I spend a minimum of 5 hours every single day in nature. I say my whole life is a vacation, baby. That's the truth, because I've realized the importance of ecotherapy. I make these videos in nature, over 90% of them, because I realize I am choosing the most emotionally healthy option. While I'm making these videos, guess what I'm doing? Getting high off the good ass prana. But you see, a lot of us, we're chasing a check. We're in the office. Sometimes we're somewhere where we know we shouldn't be. In places not meant for us. In relationships not meant for us. Trying to force it. We got to choose the most emotionally healthy option. And then you will be less depressed. You're less depressed if you're not all about trying to make your life appear perfect on the outside. Now, I meet a lot of people who sometimes, because I'm a Pisces and I'm left-handed and I'm born on March 3rd, I'm very intuitive. And I see certain people and I'm like, okay, I'm a psychologist, a counselor. This is what I do. I realize there's a lot of underlying issues when I counsel people. And they're like, oh my gosh, Ralph, how did you know? Because I knew you were trying so hard to make your life appear so perfect on the outside, but on the inside, you were hurting. On the inside, you were screaming. On the inside, you needed a hug. On the inside, it wasn't like how it was on the outside. So you really want how you feel on the inside to match how you appear on the outside. Like, when I smile like this, I feel pretty good inside. Why do I feel so good inside? Because I realize I am blessed to wake up every single day in infinite abundance and inspire millions of people. Do you think I'm complaining? When I used to work 12-hour days, now every day I wake up with a bunch of grapes in my mouth, knowing I will always be rich forever. So, if you are someone who is always taking so many selfies and you're like, I don't like my body, I don't like this. It's not your body that's the problem. It's how you feel on the inside. And what I will tell you today, you will feel less depressed if you start nurturing the inner you as opposed to just trying to put the outer you right. Saying, okay, I've got to get this filter right. I got to Photoshop myself right, get airbrush right, but then you're still not happy. How do I know this? Because I get tons of messages like this from models, from all kinds of people. It's not your body that's the issue. It's how you feel on the inside. I was making videos where my hair was all over the place. And ask the deep divers. Deep divers, you know this. I was having the time of my life. Can I get a hello there? Because it wasn't how I looked like on the outside. It was all about how I was feeling on the inside. And that's why my light just shone through. You're less depressed if you're not afraid to cancel plans. I know what it's like because sometimes people phone you and like, they're like, do you want to go out today? And sometimes you're like, I don't. You can't say, I don't want to go. You can't do that. That's what makes you more depressed. Once again, depression is suppression. I respect people who just speak their heart and mind and they don't care what anybody thinks. Now, I used to be a person who found it very hard to say no to people when they would ask me, do I want to go out? I'm like, right? Like I was losing my voice. Then I found my voice. I found what I really wanted. And now it's like, yes or no. I'm not afraid to say yes or no or no or yes. Depression begins to fade away when you accept how you feel 100%. You don't have to apologize because you don't want to go. You just say, sorry, I can't go right now. You don't have to write an essay of why you can't go. Ladies, fellas, I'm talking to you, your friends who always ask you to come out with them. And sometimes you're so tired, you need that rest. And you're like, I'll go because if I don't go, you're probably not going to be friends with me. Well, they aren't your real friends anyway if they're not like that. Slow motion this side. They are not your real friends if they treat you like that anyway. So remind yourself this, that it's okay to cancel plans, meetings, and appointments if you know that what will serve you most is getting that much needed sleep, that much needed rest to get your body back into divine alignment and health. You're less depressed if you are surrounding yourself with people who are good for your mental health. Slow motion this side. Now, sometimes you got to go like this. If you got to go like that around people, run. When you surround yourself with people who are good for your mental health, you will be less depressed. Energy is contagious. And I've realized that, like, I surround myself with people on a very high frequency because I'm on a high frequency, and I realize that that's a secret. Their energy rubs up on me. My energy rubs up on them. And now we are both lifting each other up. You're more depressed when you hang around people you know in your heart you have no business being around, but you're just there. Sometimes because you just want to fit in. Let me tell you this. You're less depressed if you're not concerned about fitting into a system which you know was not made for you. Slow motion this side. Shout out to my indigos. Shout out to the crystals. Shout out to the rainbows. I know what it's like because your mind is light years ahead. Sometimes you're dreaming of the fifth dimension. And then someone gives you a parking ticket. Don't worry about it. Right? So I realize this. When you are awake, so many people are awakening right now on the planet, moving into a higher state of consciousness. And sometimes that is beautiful, but sometimes it can also feel depressed, right? Can also make you depressed, can also feel very depressing because you know too much, yet you're trying to put yourself into a box when now you have superseded this. You have grown, outgrown this, right? So when you start outgrowing this system, sometimes it can feel very depressing because you're like, where did everyone go? And the cat down the road saying, they buggered off. And then you meet someone, right? Look, you're less depressed when you stop trying to mold and fit yourself into other people's ideals and ideas of what you should be, how you should be, how you should behave, what you should look like, how your body should appear. When you have a good sense of yourself, you are less depressed. Once you accept yourself 100%, you are less depressed. Once you love yourself 100%, you are less depressed. Can I get a hello? Why am I in nature? Because I'm getting that good vitamin D to activate this melanin, right? To help me produce more melatonin, to stimulate my pineal gland, which is the secret to everything. A fully activated pineal gland. We'll come to that later. So I started to realize some people have sad seasonal affective disorder, right? Look, we are made to be out in the open. We are made to be in nature. That's why I choose to be in nature every single day for hours. Because I'm like, I need that vitamin D top up, baby. I need to be shining and glowing. It's no mystery that a lot of people who are in the sunshine, if you're on the beach right now watching this video, watching those waves roll by and it's like 100 degrees outside, you're probably less depressed, right? Because you got that beautiful sun just shining on your face. I know what it's like. I've lived in so many different countries, right? Born in the UK, live in the US, live in Africa too sometimes, been to Brazil, been to nearly every continent on the planet, right? Did a slow motion by the pyramids like this. Slow motion for the pyramids this side. And it was hot in Cairo. Goodness gracious. It was hot in Egypt. And guess what happened? By me getting and receiving that beautiful sunlight, it was helping me feel so good at the same time. So ask yourself, okay, can I travel somewhere where it's a bit warmer? Even if it's not so warm, you have to realize your eyes are like a camera. The more light coming in, right? Once again, you're going to feel better mentally and emotionally. It works. Everything works by light. Okay? Try filming something in the dark. What are you going to get? Nothing. So go out into nature and receive that. Realize realize that light, what the ancients knew in ancient Egypt and Sumeria, light is energy, it is a life force, it is food. Sunlight is food, right? So once again, the more you go into nature, get the natural sunlight, you will be less depressed. And then you'll just say, feels so good to be alive, baby. Can I get a hello? We're out here in the heart of nature. Have a beautiful day, deep divers. We're just, woo, breathing in that good ass prana, baby. We're out here, infinite waters, diving deep once again. Stay well, stay healthy, peace. You!
Guys, welcome back. I hope you guys enjoyed that clip. Wow, Ralph is great. Or tryptophan. I'll put it in the show notes. So you guys, you know, if any of you guys are listening and you want to know what a tryptophan is, I actually tried a tryptophan years ago, and it was recommended by one of my earlier mentors, and it actually does work. You know, it actually is a very great tool to use, you know, in order to get yourself motivated, right? So it's definitely great. So the link to purchase is in the show notes through Amazon if you guys want to check that out. Now, there was a great key points in this on the video. Pretty much, you know, just to drive it home, it's pretty much, you know, in knowing thyself on both clips, you know what I mean? Being real with who you are, getting real with yourself, you know, not lying to yourself, right? And discovering the patterns that, you know, you keep that keep deterring you from, you know, operating at your best version. Now, it's a practice, guys. You know what I'm saying? This shit doesn't happen overnight. It's a continuance. You know what I'm saying about when it comes to this growth thing, you know? We like to think we can figure all the shit out of it. No. You know, what we practice is what we get good at. And, you know, fuck up often. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how we grow, you know. I personally, even on my level, you know, I still drop the ball a few times, you know. And one of my mentors early on was, you know, wanted me to be perfect. And I'm like, no, it's just not going to happen, you know. I mean, we can just stop doing business right now because it's just not going to happen. You know, I do strive for perfection, but I am also aware of, you know, when things happen, you know, when the life imperfection, really, to me, is a true perfection. So living to please others, a very great way to become depressed, right? So we have to get out of these subconscious habits of trying to please others because, you know, those people aren't even living up to their expectations, I promise you. So here we are, you know, trying to please them, not going to happen. So always stand your ground. And, you know, just always be yourself, you know, be the best version of who you are, whatever that is. You know, your best, you know, is going to determine in which the frequency in which you choose. And it's going to be altered at times, you know. Sometimes it's just not going to be, you know, how you want it to be. And that's okay. We have to start becoming okay with that, right? So Ralph was like, you know, when people ask you, how are you doing, you know, and we're so quick to say, fine, oh, this is something that gets under my skin. It makes me cringe. When I ask my people how they're doing, being an intuitive empath like Ralph, I can feel it. I know better. I know that you're not fine, but, you know, fearful, insecure, erotic, and emotional. You know, fine, okay, fine. You know, it's like an automatic response when you know damn well you're not fine, you know. tell the truth. You know what I mean? You may get the help that you need. You know, be honest. Most of all, be honest with your goddamn self. You know what I'm saying? A lot of times when you say fine and all that, a lot of people don't care really how you feel when they ask. They really don't, you know. I was at a place yesterday. And the lady, you know, she was like, oh, how you doing? You know, I mean, she was in such automated response, but she did not once make any eye contact with me at all. Having a whole conversation with me, no eye contact. I'm like, you know, for you to have a whole automatic conversation with me, you know, but you're not even engaged, like, you know, it just made me think how automatic we are in this society. You know, and that has to stop, guys. You know what I mean? So just tell the truth. Be honest with yourself, more importantly. And, you know, I'm going to leave you with this. Accept yourself 100%. You know what I mean? And that's challenging. That's challenging because, you know, we can sometimes become disappointed in ourselves and our behaviors and our projections at times. But even loving that part of yourself, you know what I mean, I am learning is definitely, definitely key, you know. And definitely, again, something that I'm personally kind of not going through as in a bad sense, but that I'm experiencing. And, you know, it's not always easy, but it's definitely necessary, and it's definitely a big, huge part of accepting your whole self 100%. You know what I mean? Even that shadow side, that deep shadow side that we don't like, you know, that we tend to, you know, kick up because of whatever reason. You know, ancestral trauma, I feel, is a lot of shit that a lot of us are here to heal this time for. And that shit just straight up not easy, right? But again, what we practice is what we get good at. And remember, repetition is the mother of all skill, right? All right, guys. So I hope you guys got something out of both clips. Again, both clips are going to be in the YouTube it's going to be in the show notes. And yeah, guys, I'm going to be doing this on a random, you know, between the AM hours. So yeah, guys, catch me on another day. But until then, go ahead and catch this next episode that's going to be coming up. Tiki Bradshaw is going to be introducing her book club. It's going to be going in about 40 minutes. So right after this show. And I'm going to be on that show as well. So yeah, guys, I hope you enjoyed that. And I hope you enjoyed this, guys. Till next time. Peace and love.
true to myself. To myself.